Eddie Said Eddie, a podcast where we ask questions about life and find out what people really think and what it means to them. Thanks for stopping by and joining me on this ride. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Hello and welcome back to Ready, Set, Eddie. This is episode 2. It's good to be back. Just want to say, guys, that people who have been coming up to me letting me know how much they like this podcast and what I'm doing here, that really means a lot to me. Really kind of boosts my ego, per se, and makes me feel really, really good. We've got almost 100 listens in 7 days. That's amazing. That's more than I thought that I would ever do when I first began this thing. So it feels really, really good to know that you guys are liking it, that you guys are listening, and people are that are coming up to me and letting me know that. And that's why I'm doing it. You know, more so for myself, of course, but it does feel really great to have people let me know exactly what they feel and think. Last week, we kind of delved into my question, which was, why do people fear putting themselves out there? And the response to it has been great. People who have shared their stories in person to me have been fantastic. I wish they had wrote in so I could share them to the other listeners, but that's all right because this thing is still new and we still got time to do that. Just want to let you know, if you live in New York, damn, it's cold out there. So bundle up, keep warm. Well, I'm going to dive in, and this week my question was, if there is a song, a band, an artist, a book, or a movie that has kind of influenced your life one way or another, helped you out through a tough time, you know, just made you feel good at a certain time, what was that and why? I've got a lot of submissions this time around, so, you know, when I first started this thing, my goal was to reach people, was to let people know that they weren't alone, to instill hope in people, and more importantly myself, but along the way touch people who I didn't know and who I did know. That was the whole point, and I just want to let everyone know who's listening, if you wrote in, thank you so much. It meant a lot to me. Not only is it going to mean so much to you in getting through your tough time or growing as a person, it means a lot to the show, because this show, in essence, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell people that they can get stronger, that they can get better, that things will look up. And boy, these submissions, when I read them with such pain at first, but then realizing that there was light at the end of the tunnel, realizing that these people got better and stronger because of the situations that did occur, and that's what made me feel good. So I'm going to dive into it. My first submission. Hey there, Eddie. For me, I'd say I've been really influenced by the band Alice in Chains. When I was 13, a very close friend of mine killed herself. I was the last person to see her alive, and her mom outwardly blamed me. It was a really horrible and confusing period of my life. At the time, I didn't have much in terms of emotional support. Mostly, I just had music and lyrics to help me attempt to understand the wail of trauma that comes with a loved one's suicide. Alice in Chains is so deeply moody and honest, even when honesty is ugly. Their music cushioned me through the train wreck that suicide left my life. So even to this day, when I listen to Alice in Chains, I'm sometimes sad and sometimes comforted, but more so, I'm reminded of how strong I was at such a young age. Wow. You know, when I first read that submission, first of all, I just want to say that was really brave of that person to write that in. Knowing that that story is going to touch someone and make them stronger just like it did you. But when I read that story, I completely and utterly understood, and I understood in this simple way, is how music helped this person get through a tough time. I'm sure we've all said it once or one way or another. We've said to ourselves that music is important to us. We love music. Everybody listens to music. You look around you on the train, you see people listening to their headphones, and you always wonder, I mean, I've always wondered, what's that person listening to? Are they listening to the same song as me? Sometimes they could be. And you know what? If they are, that's amazing. It's kind of like being at a show and watching the same band as hundreds of other people. That's a really great feeling. Now, I personally have not been ever affected by something like this, but you understand this feeling, and the feeling is that something got you through it, something got you stronger from it, and that was music for this person, and that's an amazing, amazing thing, and that's what's great about music. I'm going to read submission number 2. When I read this question, the book that came to mind immediately is You Are a Badass: How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life by Jen Sincero. And pardon me if I mispronounced that last name. I found this book at Court Street Books over 2 years ago, killing time on my lunch break in Brooklyn, New York. At the time, my life as I knew it was crumbling. I had no idea which way was up. The book was on the recommended reading wall and caught my eye, so, of course, I have no money to really buy myself lunch. I decided to buy a $16 book. This book helped me keep my mind from falling in on itself while my life was falling apart. For whatever reason, the ideology of points of logic made sense to me in ways other schools of thought just never did. This book reminded me that I do have control much more than I wanted to accept, even. It resonated with me then and to this day. I love this book. Pardon me, I mispronounced a word there. Ideology was the word that I mispronounced. And this is another great story, one that I also understand. I've been there. You are lost. You don't know what you're doing. Maybe it's life. Maybe you don't know which career path to take. Maybe you just had a breakup. Maybe you just feel down in the dumps and you're kind of doubting a lot of things. But there was something there. That book, in that moment, you were meant to be there. You were meant to be in that bookstore. You were meant to buy that book, and that book was meant to make you feel better. And that is amazing. Thank you so much for writing that in. Now, when I read my next submission, and it's my last submission, I'd like to let this person know just how much not only this story has touched me, not only how much this story has meant to me, it makes me so happy to know that this person made it through this tough time and pushed forward and moved forward. And no matter how hard this was, they pushed on. Here it goes. Looking back on some influential moments and how greatly music has impacted those moments, I have an overwhelming feeling of mixed emotions. Some happy, some sad, some funny, some wondrous. The time that sticks out most vividly in my mind is the drive to and from chemo with my mom almost 5 years ago now. Thank the Lord for the album Almost Everything I Wish If I Say The Last Time I Saw You by Wakey Wakey. It truly kept my mom's hopes up, and though there were mainly tears on those drives, there was also much reflection and laughter. Music has a way of touching people, bringing them together even when they're already close. Several songs that have one meaning have the ability to reach it to so many people in their thousands of situations going on in this moment. Isn't that crazy? You ever wonder if someone you're not with, be it a friend or a complete stranger, is listening to the same exact song at the same time? Music connects. Music lives. Absolutely 100% right. And that, I think, is so beautiful about music, because it's so moody. It fits each and every mood you can have and be in. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I want to thank the three people who wrote into me, not only for being brave and stepping up and sharing this story, but now they're sharing it with complete strangers and it's out there, and hoping that those other strangers find hope and inspiration to get through their tough time through these submissions. I want to thank you guys again so, so much for listening, for telling me I'm doing a good job. It truly, genuinely means the world to me. Until next time, guys.